And there's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible at this time, and I would invite you to turn to Luke chapter 7. I'm going to read an event that was recorded in Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 36 and down through verse 50. And so you'll want to turn and follow along with me as we do that. We're in a study of Mary Magdalene, and that's because she is one of the great women of the Bible, and that's what we're studying, great men and women of the Bible. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to read this account from Luke of a woman that wept over Jesus and anointed his feet and wiped them with her hair. And so this is often mistaken for this Mary Magdalene. It's a different Mary, but nevertheless, it's a story we need to remember. And there are several Marys in the New Testament, and we'll talk about that as we get into our study. Now, while you're turning to Luke chapter 7, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of August the 5th, 1923. And so we're enjoying looking at these old lessons and imagining we have this old teacher back with us as we go through this study. Now, this Mary Magdalene was one of several Marys. There was the Mary that is the mother of Jesus, and the Mary that is the sister of Martha and of Lazarus. There's Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary, the mother of John Mark, and a Mary that is mentioned in Romans chapter 16 and verse 6. And so that's about six or seven different Marys that are in the New Testament. And then there's this woman we're about to read about that is often confused with Mary. And I want to read this account to you from Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 36. It says, "One of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he entered into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman who was in the city, a sinner. And when she knew he was sitting at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster curse of ointment, and standing behind at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees that had bidden saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have perceived who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, that she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Teacher, say on. A certain leader had two debtors. A certain lender had two debtors. One who owed 500 shillings and the other 50. And when they had not wherewith to pay, he forgave them both. Which of them therefore will love him the most? Simon answered and said, He, I suppose, to whom he forgave the most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And turning to the woman, he said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath wetted my feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair. Thou gavest me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but she hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him begin to say within themselves, Who is this that even forgiveth sin? And he said unto the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Well, we're talking about a different person now when we're talking about Mary Magdalene. But that certainly is a beautiful story we need to remember. Now, until delivered by Jesus, Mary Magdalene was unfortunately possessed of seven demons. How these affected her is not stated, but she was in a wretched condition. Because she had been saved from this state of misery, she was very grateful and manifested her gratitude in a substantial way given in this lesson, and by a life of service to her Savior. More than once the fact is stated that Jesus cast out of her seven demons. She must have prepared, sin must have prepared people for the possession of demons, as purity and righteousness prepare them for the indwelling of God's Spirit. The unclean spirit, having gone out of a man, returneth to his house, and found it empty, swept, and garnished, or the heart vacant, and went in, taking seven other spirits more evil than himself. We read in Matthew 12:43-45, this shows that the condition of the heart fitted for it, the occupancy of these spirits. But there's no proof that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute, as some have said of her. Having been cleansed of the demons and saved to the service of Jesus, Mary Magdalene became associated with the best women on earth. She's with the mother of Jesus in John 19:25, and the mother of James the less, and of Joses, and the mother of James and John, Mark 15:40. And she is with others who stood afar off beholding Jesus on the cross, Luke 23:49. Let me read to you Matthew 19:25. There it says, These things therefore the soldiers did, but there were standing by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. Let's talk about Mary at the cross. When it's talking about the things the soldiers did, it's talk about the things that they did that are mentioned in John 19. But while the soldiers were doing these things and watching Jesus, they were standing by the cross with Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, and Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. Matthew 27:55-56 says, And many women were there beholding from afar who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. All these, a silent, tearful crowd, were there in sympathy for Jesus, demonstrating woman's trueness and devotion. Luke 23:49 says, And all his acquaintance. And then we read about Mary at the tomb. I want to read to you from the book of John, chapter 20. First, I will read John 20, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 11 through 18. Now, John chapter 20, verse 1. Now on the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, while it was yet dark, into the tomb, and seeing the stone taken away from the tomb. She runneth therefore, and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid him. Now let's go down to John 20 and verse 11. But Mary was standing without at the tomb weeping. So as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she beholdeth two angels in white, sitting one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back, and beholdeth Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him thence, tell me whether thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which is to say, Teacher. Jesus said to her, Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto the Father. But go unto my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, and to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene cometh and telleth the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he said unto these things unto me. John mentions Mary only of the women who visited the tomb of Jesus on that memorial first day of the week, because she was the one that ran back to inform himself and Peter of the empty tomb and the one about whom he wished to write. The other writers mention the other women, who were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joses, Salome, Joanna, and others. They followed the body of Jesus to the tomb, and in their great love for him set over against the sepulcher, while Joseph and Nicodemus buried him. They returned and prepared spices and ointments, and on the Sabbath day they rested according to the commandment, Luke 23:56. Jesus kept the Sabbath in the grave, and his disciples would not break it even to anoint his body. Mark 16:1 says they brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Every preparation was made for an early start on Sunday morning, the first day of the week. Matthew 28:1 says, Now late on the Sabbath day as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. Mark 16:1 says, When the Sabbath was passed, very early on the first day of the week, they come to the tomb when the sun was risen. This verse in our lesson says, Early, while it was yet dark, they started early and reached the tomb at sunrise. They probably went from Jerusalem or Bethany. All this shows they were not expecting him to rise from the dead, and strengthens the evidence that he did rise. These women were not aware of the guard and the sealing of the tomb by the Jewish rulers, and their great concern was, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb? This stone was exceeding great, according to Mark 16:3-4. God overcame this difficulty by causing an earthquake and sending an angel who removed the stone. At the first sight of the empty tomb, Mary ran back to report to Peter and John that the Lord's body had been removed, and these women knew not where to find it. Mary's expression, We know not where they have laid him, shows that others were there with her. While she was gone, the angels appeared to the other women. We read about that in Matthew 28:1-8. Now late on the Sabbath day, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. But the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the watchers did quake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus who hath been crucified. He is not here, for he is risen even as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples, He is risen from the dead, and lo, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring the disciples' word. Now we read in our text here in John 20:11, that Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. And having gone to Peter and John with the sad story of the removal of the body of Jesus, Mary followed them back to the tomb, but more slowly, and remained to weep in sorrow with all the others who had departed. And while she wept, she stooped and looked through her tears into the empty tomb, but without hope.